Welcome to Vitally You, a podcast created to introduce you to the tools that will be your roadmap for feeling younger while growing older. I'm your host, Dana Frost, a wellness expert, life coach, and energy medicine practitioner. Here's what you can expect: conversations about vitality from the inside out with guest experts in the field of health, culture, and spirituality, and solo episodes along the way from me where I do deep dives into the topics of aging, heart intelligence, energy medicine, and your innate capacity to heal. If you want to feel younger while growing older, this is the place for you. Hi, everyone. This is Dana Frost, your host of the Vitally You podcast. I hope you enjoyed a love-filled Holy Week with family and friends. So I have a few updates for you before we get started. Episodes will no longer be posted on Sunday morning. They are going to be posted on Tuesdays instead. And I know some of you tuned in on Sunday mornings. You can still do that, but please note that episodes will be updated on Tuesday. And another fun update, if you want to see my guest, I will be sharing videograms on Instagram for each episode. And that starts with this week's episode. So join me on Instagram. Okay. Now, after taking a break from working with clients one-on-one since the end of 2020, I haven't been working with clients one-on-one. I do have one new client, but I'm actually inviting in 5 new clients for 2023. And we are going to work together all year on a regular basis towards your goals. And I would love that to be you. So let me share who the ideal client is. The ideal client is facing a health challenge or a health goal they have not been able to reach alone. The ideal client, they might spend time contemplating unmet desires. They've been disappointed by conventional methods. They're willing to carve out time to work on their health and their life this year. They might spend time daydreaming of feeling better. Maybe the ideal client wakes up in the middle of the night with a feeling of unease or emotional upset. And the ideal client has a deep desire to feel younger in 2023 than they did in 2022. Are any of those things you? If they are, please email me and let's set up an inquiry call. Okay. You are invited in. Okay. I do this at the end of the episode, but I find at the end of the episode, people trail off and I want to recognize the people who take the time to leave a review because I'm really just so thankful. It means so much to me because it does help in, you know, getting my podcast rising above or rising through the traffic jam that is the podcast. So from Ellen in Telluride, always refreshing and uplifting. Dana brings everyday concerns to light each week. It is a joy to listen to Dana and her guests. Thank you so much, Ellen in Telluride. Okay, this week, we are lighting up the female hormone conversation again because seriously, it is that important. My guest is a functional nutrition and lifestyle practitioner colleague. Yeah, there are a lot of us and we are amazing practitioners. I am excited for you to meet Janelle Anderson. If you follow her on Instagram, you will see her flying down the mountains in Tahoe with her family. She has a bright mind and loves the science behind health and hormones. Janelle is a board-certified nutrition consultant obsessed with helping people understand their bodies better and guiding them in using food and lifestyle to function their best. She specializes in gut health, hormones, and resilience. She works one-on-one with people and also teaches several groups throughout the year. Janelle lives in Tahoe with her family and can usually be found with her head in a book, cooking in the kitchen, or playing hard in the mountains. I also want you to know, we're going to allude to this in our conversation, but Janelle is hosting a hormone reset in January, and I invite you to check her out. Their information will be in the show notes, but if you're looking for a guided hormonal reset, Janelle is your person. Join me in welcoming Janelle to the Vitally You community. Janelle, welcome to the show. I'm really happy to have you.
Thank you for having me, Dana.
So as you all know, Janelle is my functional nutrition and lifestyle practitioner colleague, amongst other things that I already mentioned that she does. But I wanted to read something that she said on her website because it speaks about her vision in her practice. So let me read this quote. And then Janelle, I would love for you to just share with us why this is what you put on your website. So this is the quote, everybody. As women, it is time we step into the power of growing older. Knowing our body and our heart gives us wisdom and strength that we cannot imagine when we are younger. Take the time to listen to your body and your heart and feed it what it needs so that you can reclaim the awesomeness and privilege of aging. Okay, Janelle, can you just tell us a little bit about why you put that on your website?
Sure. Well, that quote really does mean a lot to me. So I'll try to summarize why I put it there. But I'll start by saying my mom has always told me since I was very little, she had four daughters, that every decade has gotten better. She has told me that. It is in my bones. It is in my cells. I believe that every year you get more wisdom, you get more life experience, you get a better ability to say no, to know who you are. So I've seen her live it. She's 75 and is still living it. And so I truly believe growing older is a privilege. But also at the same time, I work with people and I see people suffering symptoms, you know, hormone symptoms, whatever, mood symptoms, anxiety. And so it's hard to feel excited about growing older when we're feeling not great. So I do believe that we just need to, first of all, start the story that growing older is this amazing privilege. And if you do listen to your body, if you do listen to your soul, you can age feeling strong and wise and better every decade. So it kind of has to have both components. You have to believe it, but then you also have to have the practical tools and skills to listen and then take, you know, actionable steps to feel better. So, yeah.
I'm so glad I asked you that because we were raised with different narratives and right that the cultural, our cultural upbringing and what we see and what, you know, it formulates our idea about aging. So my motivation for, you know, this is feeling younger, growing older, Vitally You, that's the, you know, phrase of the podcast. I watch my beloved ancestors, you know, my father and my grandmother died, I feel like way too young, and they were inflamed and obese. Their body didn't support their light and their generous, loving personality. Their body didn't grow older to support the vibrancy I felt from the personalities. And I watched that and I wanted a different way. And so I love the fact that you were raised in a home with a mother who gave you that message, because that's what I'm experiencing. Every decade it gets better. And I follow you on Instagram and I know that I resonate with what you say. And this idea of feeling younger, growing older, it's not what we see on the outside per se. It's how we feel on the inside. We all have different bodies and we're not like, I want to be really clear. It's not the pursuit of youthfulness for youthfulness sake. It is what you talk about, the wisdom that you gain. You said that you can say no. You know, you have ability to say no, and hitting on that well of wisdom that is the container that we grow through every decade. That really is the gift, I think, that we gain as we mature through the decades. So.
Yeah, well, that's so interesting. We came at it from different ways, but isn't it so interesting that both of those first motivations are different, but in order to do it, we're doing the same thing. You know, you have to know your body and then you have to have the tools. So,
yeah. And you said mindset. So I've had so many conversations lately, Janelle, with people, and it actually does start with a mindset. It started with my mindset when I was a lot younger than I am now, that as I watched my beloved grandmother age and made a mind shift for myself that I need to do it differently because I don't want to leave my family members at such an early age. So it does start. It really starts with mindset.
Yeah. So you'll love this. In the hormone group that I teach, the first email, the first Mindful Monday is about the stories we tell ourselves. I do think, you know, from what you just said, what's your perception of growing older, to also what stories are going to limit you from taking action to get there. So I absolutely think mindset and the stories are number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, today we're talking about women's hormones, Janelle, and you mentioned your program that you do. And I definitely want us to talk about that because we know from what we've learned, it's helpful to have a framework. I think hormones can be so very confusing. And so maybe like if we just think about what's the framework, how do women want to be thinking about their hormones on a practical level?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly how I think also. And I have this like hormone trail map, I call it. And so because there's so many things we can do, we have so much control over our hormones and how they manifest and change over the years, you can kind of get lost in it all. So I do have this hormone trail map that kind of brings us back to the big points that we can just slowly, gradually start, you know, choose one, choose two, work on this, move to that. And I always encourage people not to do more than they need to do, you know, not to jump over here to all this fancy things until you've done really the groundwork. And so, yeah, I agree. Having a framework is absolutely important. And hormones are so cool because so many different parts of our world and our life and our choices we make every day directly impact our hormones. So really, we can take small action steps all day and over time make really profound changes in how we feel.
Yeah, so I want everyone to know that, and I will have mentioned this, you know, earlier, but everyone, you need to know where Janelle is. She is a mountain woman. Her business is called Mountain Rebalance. So I don't want it to get lost on you that this is called the, what did you say, the trail map?
Oh, the trail map.
The trail map, yeah.
Or road map, whatever it is that.
No, but the trail map. No, I think that's really significant. And if you follow her on Instagram, you're going to see her literally running and climbing mountains.
Yeah.
With her kids too.
I like to have fun outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great for hormones.
Yeah. So let's talk about your trail map. Let's take the listeners on the trail map. Like, and I'm assuming that this might take them through what your program is like as well. Like, what's that trail map like for someone when they're just thinking about their hormones?
Right. Okay. Well, so there's all sorts of different places you can start along the way, but I'll just sort of introduce you to a few of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one is the microbiome, and I think it's understood component of hormone health, but I also find it to be one that people are most excited about because it's like kind of one of the easier ones and it has a huge impact. So I think minding your microbiome is a great place to start with hormone health. And so that could be anything from eating fermented fruits and vegetables, or I encourage people to introduce a well-researched probiotic for maybe 3 months of a year to really seed those healthy microbes and then feed those microbes colorful fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, so that the good microbes have a chance to flourish and push out the more harmful microbes. And how that impacts your microbiome, it's in several ways, but the research is coming out just like monthly on this. And it's so exciting for me. But some of the bacteria in your gut produces certain enzymes called beta-glucuronidase. And we don't have to get too into that, but beta-glucuronidase, when it's too high, it can impact the detox of estrogen. And so it can cause estrogen to recirculate into your blood and become more harmful and, you know, create all sorts of hormone issues that we associate with estrogen dominance. You know, anything from headaches to tender breasts to heavy periods. I mean, there's so many, right? So just that alone is really powerful. And then if you're eating all those healthy fibers, then you're hopefully pooping in a timely manner and just sending out all those metabolites of hormones, so they're not causing more problem in the body. So I just love the microbiome.
Yes, and I agree. And I think that I don't want to pass over if you're pooping daily, because yes. If, you know, that's actually a starting point, right? If you aren't eliminating, yeah. If you're not sweating and you're not eliminating, you're actually not getting rid of the hormones that you don't need.
Yeah, and let me just tell you, I have this other framework that I love speaking into. It's the PTSD of hormones. So you have the production, you have the transit, you have the sensitivity, and you have the detox. So everything that I do in my trail map, I bring it back to, okay, here we're impacting the detox. So same as what you just said, the beta-glucuronidase of the microbes impacts the detox. The transit time, otherwise known as pooping, also impacts the detox. So I love frameworks and being able to like have people be like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go. I just want you to go back because we could easily just kind of get lost in that. You said a lot right now. Yeah. PTSD. I want to remember that. Can you tell us again? Exactly. Just go over those words and maybe say a few things about each one. I think this is really important. It's something we can kind of grasp a hold of.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, P is production. So sometimes when we have hormone issues, we have too many hormones. Sometimes we have too little hormones. So we think about things that impact the production of hormones. So that could be anything, Dana, from xenoestrogens coming in from our environment, from plastics, from fragrances. It could be autoimmune damage to your thyroid, so you're not producing enough. And that makes me think of the microbiome again. We need the microbiome to convert our thyroid hormone into a usable one. That would impact production. So it is a fun way to tie everything together because there are so many different ways. So that's production. T is transit. So that could be dehydration. How do hormones and neurotransmitters get from one point to the other? It could be sex binding globulin. So things that bind up hormones so that they can't do their job and change how much is available to your body. S is sensitivity. So anything that impacts how sensitive our cells are to hormones that come in. So that could be anything from phytoestrogens, you know, that act like estrogens and can help modulate whichever way you are. It could be environmental toxins that increase our sensitivity to different hormones, and then detox. So then detox also influences how much hormone you have in the body. Are you processing them? How are you processing them in your liver? When we process our estrogen in our liver, we can go down phase one, we can go down several different pathways. Some of those pathways take estrogen and make it a very health-promoting, easy to excrete version of estrogen. Other versions convert it to 4-OH, it's called, and it's just a little bit more harmful of an estrogen. So we need our liver to detox our estrogens properly, which, you know, influence how we feel. So, gosh, I could absolutely just keep dorking out, but I'm going to hold back a little bit.
I think that this is great. I love what you're sharing because you do make a point you care a lot about. I think you're obsessed about teaching women about their bodies and you really like the science. And actually, I mean, that's not really where I go deep. I like understanding the general, but like, you know how to print, like you obviously know how to pronounce words. I don't know how to pronounce. I can like see them, but I would never say them out loud. So it is really interesting for us to learn a little more of the science behind it because it really helps us when we're, you know, when we are having trouble with our hormones, and every woman at some point has an issue hormonally.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the science and I can absolutely dork out, but I love people and I love connecting. And a lot of the women that I work with really love learning that why. Mm-hmm. They're like, cause you know, they're thinkers. I work with a lot of thinkers. And so a lot of the women I work with are pretty healthy, you know, so to speak, like they're moving their bodies outside, they're eating whole foods, but then they learn these frameworks and these reasons why certain things work or why certain things might be off. And that's that empowering piece where it's like, they're not just listening to someone saying, do this, do that. They're like, oh, they're thinking into their own body and they're having these aha moments. And we have decades, so we have time, right? To learn these things and to help us be motivated. So yeah, I get super excited about it.
You know, it makes me think about what is available for young women today in terms of tracking their menstrual cycle that I knew. I mean, honestly, I moved into my hormones at an adolescent really knowing nothing. And not even really when I had a baby. It was the book that everybody was reading when I was having children. What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Oh, yeah.
That was the book. And that was like, wow, that was this, you know, amazing book that was available. But today, there's so much more information, so much more education where we can really understand. And to be able to track your menstruation and understand the different phases of menstruation. And then even, I think, for me, entering, I'm, you know, many years menopausal, but I feel like I was able to learn so much more at this phase in my hormone journey than I ever knew when I was younger. And I wish that I would have known when I was younger. What are some of the things that you, maybe you have three things that you think that women who are, you know, 40 and above want to be thinking about when it comes to their hormones?
Oh, three things.
Could be Dana. More. Could be more. I just wanted to put a number on it.
Right. Okay. But first of all, I want to agree with you about our younger girls, because a lot of the women my age have teenage girls, including myself. And so we are working on a project currently, hopefully to make this fun, because so many people I work with are like, why are we only taught this now? Like, how different our lives would have been to know what's normal, what's not, and how we can make an impact. So I'm doing my best to change that. But let's see. Three things. I'm going to say, as we get older, going through perimenopause, when our hormones really start shifting in that turbulent phase towards menopause and then even menopause, I would say some of the biggest things is blood sugar, because when our hormones drop, we become less sensitive to sugars. And so it becomes harder to manage sugar in our body as we get older. So I encourage women to focus a lot of attention there. And the ways I encourage them to do that are pretty simple. And I will tell you, I have heard, you know, people years down the line just say how these simple things really did transform their lives. And that is including our mantra, fat, fiber, protein, at every meal and snack. And really, it's like this process. And the more you do it, the better you get. You know, as many fruits and vegetables specifically and protein that you can and healthy fats, it's just over time, it's like a snowball to how much that impacts hormones and your overall health. And then the other two to kind of go along with that are increasing protein, because as we get older, we need more protein because our muscles need more of it to be stimulated to create muscle. So they become like, they're like, oh, I'm not listening. And so we need more protein to stimulate muscle. So especially encouraging women with breakfast, because I think that's one of the meals we do the worst at with protein. So really starting to look at protein for breakfast, move away from those sugary breakfasts, savory protein-rich breakfast. I shoot for like at least 30 grams. It's not easy. It's a challenge, but it's amazing how much that impacts blood sugar and then all of our sex hormones. And then the third part is lifting weights. So it's the same thing. It's for the same reason. Estrogen, progesterone drop. It's harder for us to process sugar. Muscle is so helpful when it comes to processing sugars in our bodies, increasing our metabolism. It really is an endocrine organ. I mean, it secretes substances into our blood. Like, we really need it. And I just heard this great quote about the best marker for longevity and health is muscle. So I'm not even saying anything about body weight. I'm just saying increase muscle. And so I think those three things, changing how we work out, you know, just maybe lifting things, heavy things, increasing protein and watching that fat, fiber, protein at every meal can hugely impact our health for the long haul.
I agree with you. When you started with sugar, I was like, okay, yes, that's where I would start. I was really curious what you would say. And when you said protein, that was one of the things that I needed going through perimenopause, and I had adrenal fatigue, and it was getting that protein in was one of the things that really began to shift my energy levels. And then we know, because of our school, fat, fiber, protein, that is just a mantra. Every time you eat, fat, fiber, protein. And weightlifting has come in for me, and I really need to make it my focus for 2023, is because it just keeps getting thrown in my face. So I move every day. I do movement, and I'll do just my body planking and different things that I do on my own. I just free flow every day with movement. But what I have seen, it's just not enough. I'm actually not, I feel good in my body. I feel like I can do what I want to do, but it's not moving the needle. And I can tell it's not enough for where I am in this stage in life. And everything I'm being exposed to, it is weightlifting, weightlifting, weightlifting for women our age. So that's really interesting that you bring that up, Janelle. And you said something that really struck with me. I've never heard anyone say this, and it's making such an impression on me. Your muscle, it's an endocrine organ.
Yeah, it actually secretes substances. So I know it's this, all this new cool science, Dana.
I've never heard that. I think that's so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Like we used to think it was kind of like, you know, like we used to think of bone, like just sort of these important parts for stability, mm-hmm. but that's it. But no, it turns out it has a lot of really important roles metabolically, inflammation wise. So I have been convinced over the last few years that increasing muscle is a key part of growing older healthfully.
So you said earlier, lifting heavy things. So, and this is, I'm asking you really for myself, because I'm like, do I need to join a gym? Like, how do I approach this? Where, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to actually start like lifting heavy things? So do you have any tips on that? Like when you say that, what is it that we need to be doing when we talk about strength training? Because clearly for me, using my own body isn't, I mean, it's keeping me, I feel good, as I said, but it's not enough. So do you have any tips along those lines?
Well, I think it looks different for everybody, you know, obviously depending where you're coming from, but even the group of people I work with who are a lot of cardio athletes, you know, Nordic skiers or mountain runners, really shifting, even if it's, or even dancing, you know, whatever it is you're doing, walking, kind of just shifting that mindset of like, okay, maybe I don't need to go dance for an hour or run for an hour. Maybe 3 days a week, I need to either, you know, lift weights that are hard to lift. You know, you can't do many reps. So we're talking, and, you know, we used to think, oh, I'm going to bulk up. Well, that's not what happens. We really don't bulk up as women if we lift heavy weights, but lifting weights 3 times a week that are hard, you know, maybe doing 3 sets of not very many reps because that's how hard the weights are. I love my TRX bands because I can still use my body weight, but, you know, maybe put all my weight on one leg for lunges. So that's what I mean. Like it can look differently. There's so many wonderful resources online right now, but I think as long as it's hard, you can't do it that long. You're stimulating your muscles.
This is helpful. Thank you, because that's a framework that I can use. So it has to be whatever you're doing. It's so hard. You can only do, you know, not a lot few. Of reps. So really doing something hard with your muscles 3 times a week.
Yes, I think that's great. And then still moving your body in joyous ways, you know,
absolutely.
Ways that you love and that bring you happiness. But as we get older, adding in that component. Muscles need 2 things to grow, and it's protein, enough of it, and then stimulation. So both of them, if you want to grow muscle, you need to do more of.
Protein and stimulation. That's really good to know. And okay, so I do want to go back, and this is a question I had for myself when you said 30 grams of protein at breakfast. Tell me how you do that.
So some of my favorites are, I do love smoothies. I have 4 kids. I work. Like I love having 1 meal a day as a smoothie. It just works for me and it's delicious. So one way is having a smoothie and adding protein powder, collagen, hemp seeds, flax seeds. And then, you know, I love cacao powder and maca. That's like, I have a famous hormone smoothie. So I love that. But then also I love eggs. I think eggs are great if they work for your body. And so I'll have 2 eggs and I'll put in an extra egg white for a little bonus and then have that on a piece of gluten-free bread with maybe some salmon on it or avocado and sprouts, maybe sprinkle some hemp seeds on top. I also love having, you know, maybe ground lamb with kale or broccoli or something, just a little bowl of a protein and a green vegetable. So there's definitely ways to do it. You just have to not, you know, be thinking cereal or pancakes.
So,
or things
yeah, like that. Bulking up with I think the smoothie is a really good idea. I used to do smoothies and I got really tired of them. I might add that in the new year. I think I won't be in cold weather in the winter. I think sometimes smoothies can be a little bit challenging if you're in the cold weather, which is maybe.
But I don't put anything cold in mine.
Oh, you don't? Okay, say more.
I have people say that. Yeah. So I have no fruit in mine. There's no frozen fruit. So it's just nut milk, which I guess is a little bit cool, but by the time you blend it, it's really not cold. And so my favorite is nut milk, protein powder, collagen powder, cacao, so many antioxidants. I put in green banana flour mm-hmm. for my microbiome. Mm-hmm. And I put in maca for my hormones. It's a wonderful estrogen modulator. And is that it? I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I think that's it. And it's delicious. It's loaded with protein. You could put, flax seeds, of course, and hemp seeds. So there's just so much in there.
So you're not even putting any greens in there.
You know, it's funny. My kids have an old chocolate greens, like super clean, yummy greens mix. Sometimes I'll put that in there. But not always. I eat a ton of vegetables during the day. So not always, but I like to put that in sometimes. Okay. I also have athletic greens in the morning. So.
Okay, that's great. I'm inspired by you, Janelle. Thank you so much. These are amazing tips and, you know, helping to set me up for success in 2023 as well in terms of what I want to do for my own hormones. Is there anything, is there anything we want to end with? But I actually do want to end with talking about your hormone, your women's hormone reboot or reset. What is it called?
Reset.
Because I think this is a great opportunity to start the new year. If you are a woman 40 plus and you're wanting to learn more about your hormones, you want a framework, a program. So can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Sure. It's a 6-week program. And it is during the program, we do little steps along the way to help, move the dial towards health. And so we don't overwhelm ourselves with everything at once. But then we do have a 3-week hormone balancing reset where we really focus on just like loading in all of these super nourishing foods and lifestyle practices to help all of our hormones function optimally. And really, it's like, we start with the 3 weeks, we do the 6 weeks together, and there are things that you can keep going for the long haul. And so it just snowballs over the months and it keeps helping in so many ways. And I love the responses I get because it does make a big impact because we also talk about the why. We do dig into a little bit of science. There's some movies. So people kind of take what they want out of it, but it's fun. I love it.
That's awesome. Okay. So how can people find you? We'll put this in the show notes, but Mountain Rebalance, right, is your website?
Yep, that's my website. I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, you're active on Instagram. We'll have all those links on the website. And when does your program start for the new year? Just because I know it, I think it starts soon when the new year begins.
Yeah, we don't, we meet for the first time, I think, January 10th.
Okay.
But we'll get all the information out to people a little bit before that. So yeah, okay. We'll kind of hop right into it. We slowly ease into it.
Okay, that's great. So Janelle, I'll ask you the question I ask all my listeners. What does feeling younger growing older mean to you?
Knowing the tools, taking the steps, actually listening to my body, feeling my best, and just being really excited about the future instead of scared and not knowing what might happen. So I like to be proactive and I love the quote, hurry up and wait. And it's kind of the same thing, like take the steps now, learn now, and then be confident that you're just going to do the best you can to age and feel your best. I do believe that.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you. I love that. Do the best you can now because what we do now impacts how we're going to feel. And to everything we do today is going to impact the result in a week, in a month, in a year, in a decade from now. So Janelle, thank you so much for being a guest this week. And it's just, I'm super inspired by you. So thank you.
Dana, thank you for hosting this great podcast for women. It's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me this week on the Vitally You podcast. The next time we see each other, it is going to be 2023. And next week's guest actually is energy practitioner from Manhattan. I studied under this amazing woman, Lara Riggio. Do not miss her inspiration for 2023. And don't forget, the episode will be posted on Tuesday. As always, I am streaming love from my heart to yours. If you haven't followed me, follow me, download the episode, share them with a friend, and leave a review. Bye for now.